Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI23-015 regarding Eric Khan. The time is now 9:13 a.m. on September 19, 2023. My name is Brandon Eden, and I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have everyone, all the attendees today, introduce themselves, their title and purpose. I'm going to start to the left of me.
Daniel Carthel, assisting investigator.
Harry Parent, assisting investigation.
Eric Khan, home inspector.
Dominic Grossi, committee member.
Clark Booth, committee member.
Scott Donald, assistant attorney general, acting as board counsel.
Casey Hutchison, assistant attorney general.
Mrs. Gordon, can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, Susie Gordon. I guess I'm the complainant.
Yes, the alleger, yes.
Ms. Anthony Cucci, committee member.
Thank you. Ms. Crawford.
Director of AZBTR.
Caitlin Crawford, board staff.
Mr. Timpani, go ahead.
Mark Timpani, committee member, home inspector.
Thank you. Thank all of you for joining this morning. A few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruption, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on December 9th, 2022, related to a home inspection in Dewey, Arizona, on or about January 7th, 2022. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarize themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Mr. Grossi.
Yes.
Mr. Booth.
Yes.
Mr. Cucci.
Yes.
Mr. Timpani.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Thank you all. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During the executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger and then the respondent. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been conducted. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait out in the lobby. So Ms. Beckman, at the time that you're not being interviewed, we'll just disconnect you from the line, okay?
Yes, that's fine. Is this going to take a very long time?
No, so I know you have an appointment, so after you're interviewed, if they don't have any more questions of you, you will be able to be dismissed.
Thank you.
All right. Committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief. I'm sorry, I've already read that part. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait out in the lobby. You will be called when it is time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is your time for interview. So at this time, I will call for a motion to enter into executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. Can I get a motion? Any of the committee
Mark
members?
Timpani.
Mr. Timpani, okay. Can I get a second?
Yes. Deputy Cucci, I second.
All right. So I'm going to ask you individually if we can go into the executive for the motion. I'm going to Mr. Grassi.
Yes.
Mr. Booth.
Yes.
Mr. Timpani?
Yeah.
And Mr. Cucci.
Yes, sir.
Okay, the time is now 9:19. The date is September 19th, 2023.